Okay, guys, we're going to be so for real with you right now. Our last episode was all about accountability, right? And we made it sound so glamorous and disciplined. You know, make the decision, show up day after day. Sometimes it looks like shit, like me and Shayna today. Please come to YouTube. Some days you just do it anyway, and that's accountability too. So here we are. I'm pregnant as hell.
Wanting to be at zero, wanting to be at zero, but we're here at 70, and you know what? I'm hiding behind the glasses.
Yep.
Don't look at the puffy face. Just bypass it all. The studio's not set up. There's no lights.
We don't have our lighting on.
There's nothing.
We had a whole episode planned for what we were going to talk about.
It was structured.
And you know what? It's out the window, but we're still here.
We're doing the damn recording.
We're still here to talk to you about the fact that even on the days where it's not going to look perfect, it might not be exactly what you plan to do. You might not be as productive as you otherwise would have hoped. You can still take a baby step.
Just lock into the routine and show up. Showing up gets you to 70 on a zero day.
Yep. So true.
Still feel like a zero, but I know on the books I'm a 70 just doing this recording right now.
You're 100 to me, Shayna Rose.
I said to Evelyn, we had two choices. We finished our recording early. We had a scheduled session for this time later. She was like, let's just do it later. And I was like, okay, well, what should I do with the next 30 minutes?
I'm like, okay, if you don't know or have any ideas, we're in trouble. Let's just bang out.
I was prepared for me to be self-directed through the next 2 hours. And I cannot fire this brain back on. I need a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. This is the recording.
Here we are, guys.
This is how you do it, people. It's not always freaking glamorous. And I was reading that script and I felt like I was just talking to myself. In my own self mantra, listen to the last episode drop and the end recording, I just felt like was hitting personally home. Like,
good reminder for ourselves as well.
Accountability and commitment to the path.
Mm-hmm.
Rough times, but here's where the growth happens. Here's where the growth happens, being documented live today. Feeling zero, faking a 70. Knowing there's 100 in the future.
Yep. Shayna Rose has the personal life rolling behind the scenes, things going on as we all always do. I'm 6 months pregnant, looking and feeling like I'm 8.5 months pregnant. And here we are, guys. If we can do it, I promise you can.
You can. This is what it is. Become resilient. That's it. Do what you need to ground. I must have, in the gym yesterday, I must have looked like Eye of the Tiger. Like, I swear to God, I had my Modversity on. It just, the universe keeps just a la carting the right listenership to me. I feel like it's just like, oop, first choice. There it is. Hits every time. And there I am, you know, like.
Listening to her motivational videos and montages.
I am sore as today. Like, whoa.
I haven't been sore in like a good 3 years. That's going to be my next level of accountability, you guys. Once I pop this baby out, I'm about to have Shayna on my ass about my physical condition.
I cannot wait to be your accountability partner. I cannot wait for it.
I'm terrified.
It will just reconnect us on a love language that we once possessed together.
It will.
We did. It will.
We did.
It's reunited and it feels so good. It's coming. It's coming.
I know.
And when you feel good about you, you show up better in the day. A better version of you.
Yeah. It's corny, but it's true.
Yeah. Guys, I'm only talking to myself. Just so everyone's clear, if you're a dedicated listener, the I'm about to go on about to just drive my own ass through life. Really, it's quite selfish. It's really more for me than you.
But we do hope it benefits you.
Oh, I hope so. Jump on my train. We are doing it.
Choo-choo, mother. get on or get the f- off. I'm working on myself and I am committed to my growth on all avenues.
On all planes of existence.
I'm a rotting spud of fruit bursting to be regrown.
It's all potential here, people. Sprouts everywhere.
Looking and feeling like a spud, but just sure those roots are gonna start sprouting.
But let's think back to a time where at this level of going on, you would have actually been a 0 to 20 in the business. Like, you hadn't done the work. You didn't have the resources and people around you. You just weren't able to separate the two and keep the train moving.
Partners are so important. All different types of partners. Like, of course, we're business focused. It all is the same translation. This like Buddha moment of my life is realizing that it's all the same principles, no matter where you apply it. Sometimes, even though you know what to do, you still need someone supporting you, helping you through it. And there's no shame in that game. I think there's probably strength in doing that to get you on the other side or off the f-ing wheel, because that's a big one people feel. You're on the hamster wheel and you cannot get off. Well, big change and commitment happens. I think that's where it happens when you get off.
Yeah. And people get stuck in that sunk cost fallacy, you know, but I've been doing it this way for this long. It'll be such a waste if I change now. Or I've spent this much on this business coach. I'm really going to go find someone else. Like, you wasted that money or you wasted that time on the day that you made that purchase or made that decision or whatever it was. Like, when you thought that was the right thing to do and you sunk the money or the time or the effort or whatever into it, that was the day it's wasted. Not today when you decide it's time to try something new. And I think a lot of people get stuck there and stay balanced on that fence for a long time, not wanting to quote unquote waste what was already wasted when you, hey, fair enough, made a choice that ended up not being the right one. No shame in that game. If there was a version of life with no failure.
Well, you just said it. You just took it out. I'm like, that's why it happens. I think, stick with me. I'll be self-discovering through the journey, you know? But in my very early day thoughts here that are not concrete, because I know there will be a metamorphosis, but I think fear is really what it comes down to. It's like some type of fear connection that keeps you making the same decisions for a long period of time. And change is uncomfortable and change is scary and building habits are really hard. The gym is just an easy analogy for me because it hits close to home, but it's an easy visual representation. You show up consistently, you lose weight. You want defined abs, you add in nutrition. There is formulas and consistencies to life. It's just really hard to do it in every single category all the time. Like, there's always self-work. No one's perfect.
And you gotta be willing to give yourself credit for good, better, best. Do we maybe wish that we had gotten on and done our educational material today that we had planned? Yeah, like that's what our podcast is all about, building successful business owners, being educational, being helpful. And today, this is the best we could do. And I'm still proud of us that we're going to have it out on a Tuesday with the email, with the landing page. You know, it still freaking counts, people.
Yeah, it does count. Showing up and committing, whatever it looks like, and letting go of that perfectionist mindset that if I can't get it so quickly and have it right now, and have that instant gratification, and all of a sudden it's just gonna miraculously happen so easily. Like, I'm learning about the feelings wheel.
I was just about to bring out the feelings wheel. I'm so excited.
I would go that to say that would be delusional as I'm learning about feelings. Delusional is what that is.
I was just about to say, no matter where you are on the feelings wheel today, and you're gonna, consistent listeners, buckle up, baby, because Shane is about to be on the wheel.
Everyone's going through therapy with me together. Everything will be translated, people. But that's what it is. Life is the journey. It's about the lessons. That's always been my thing in business. I'm way better at business than life. Don't come to me for life coaching. Maybe in a year. I don't know. You know, like, but business, I'm worth every penny.
100%.
But you always have to learn the lesson in the muckiest of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's teaching you something. You have to earn it to get to the top.
That's just what it is. It's just what it is. There's no way around it. There's no easy scapegoat. It's consistency. Strategies take way longer. I was talking to someone yesterday, a client yesterday, really kind of struggling, I would say, in this zone of commitment, consistency, break of behavioral patterns, cut the wheel, all the things. And I said to her, what I'm most antsy about in life and business that feels so good right now is like the next 3 years are carved out and strategies take way longer than you want them to and what you can actually accomplish when you outline it in a 12-month fiscal year period.
And you've gotten so much better at that over the last year or two. It used to just be like, okay, here's the strategy, we're doing it now. And now you're like, okay, and that's next year, realistically. It's like so nice to hear.
Right. Outlining realistic expectations. But it's hard because when you actually look at it, it's very slow progression. And let me just say, what I said to her was, it feels slow for me. And we hit a point where we had 200 non-billable company hours operating weekly. Really think about it. For wherever you're at in life, I feel it's a slow progression. And there is 200 non-billable hours happening weekly. And I had to have that self-realization because there's taking care of your team. There's a financial growth picture that needs to carry a company's growth. And really understand that and bring that down to a baseline of 120 hours. Communicate that with Evelyn. Now, she has a system of checks and balances, more control, more oversight, so that there's a balance to feed the business, keep me in alignment for timeline and where we can be, so I can also feed my team and give them growth paths and commit and stay to my word and be in control of the money. It's your job to be in control of the money and understand that data. And it's why I harp on the foundational triangle being so essential to giving you some type of foundation to start making that visual to you. Start to learn what it means. Start to ask why. Understand when you're in the muck, what's the lesson? Because it's always teaching you something. And the faster you can switch the lens, I think the faster you probably grow and progress out of it. I don't know. Stay tuned.
We'll find out all together right here every Tuesday on For Designer Business.
Oh my God.
Subscribe so you never miss a beat.
Lord, every week it's just like, and we had something planned, but Shane is on one about some type of mantra, you know?
Man, you guys, but that's the real shit happening right there. I feel like I can't wait to see Steven, just his time spent bleeping out this episode is probably like double the usual because we were just riffing.
Steven's our producer. Yes. But like, also, maybe comment in, should we be bleeping these episodes or should this just be the raw, real, and dirty?
Yeah, like, do you care?
It's a balancing act of professionalism, but like, am I even professional?
Yes, shut up. Hey.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Don't do that to yourself.
I'm just raw and real. Like, I speak how I speak.
Yes. You can be authentic and real and still professional, but yes, it's a line that we have at times had different viewpoints on, like where we should stand, how protective we should be of that. But you guys are the ones we care about. So I would love to know. Please tell us what you think.
What's that syndrome when it's like not the poser syndrome?
Imposter syndrome.
Imposter. Thank you. See, look, a slight bit of imposter syndrome can even happen when you're got like 30 people.
Even someone like Shayna, who knows she's that, still gets imposter syndrome from time to time.
Yeah, I do. I am highly confident in what I do, I will say.
Yeah, as you should be.
But it always happens. There's always self-doubt in any, I think that's human. I think the untalked about raw and dirty of business is that you are a human inside of it. And this old school principle that feelings and emotions do not matter, but they absolutely.
And for lots of us women, and imposter syndrome happens more for women. The emotional responses happen more for women.
It absolutely translates into business. 100%. It's just like, it's unfair to not talk about it. It's unfair, I think, to ignore it. I think that in a lonely industry, you're only going to feel more isolated if you do not communicate whatever is going on and put a support system around you on all walks of your life.
And in an industry that I think can get unfairly at times represented as very clicky, as very pretentious maybe. And as we meet all these designers and we're building this community and actually having real conversations about what's going on, y'all rock. We love you. But I think there can be this tendency
stereotype.
Yeah, this stereotype that it's a little bit like pretentious and clicky. And then it makes you not want to open up to someone about the actual real shit that's going on behind the scenes, because look at their glossy Instagram. It doesn't look like they're dealing with that kind of... No, we all are. But when we're doing it together, we're just showing up anyway.
Whatever you're going to commit to yourself, just commit. It's all I can say. All I can say is whatever feels not right in your life or in your business, you have to commit to a strategy to fix whatever it is. And you really have to be able to separate your emotions by identifying patterns.
We'll bring out the feelings wheel visual.
Cut the feelings and ask yourself, is this a repetitive problem? And then that's a pattern. You have to make a serious change in order to eliminate that from your life. And that's the hardest part of the work, because a lot of times it comes from the self.
And also, in case you need to hear it, you don't have to commit to all of it at once either. Let yourself pick one. Let yourself put them in a queue of priority. Like, it will feel chaotic so fast if you decide, okay, today's my day. I'm going to change my life and tackle all of these at once and commit to all of these at once. Today is the day, and you are going to change your life, and you're going to commit to this one thing first and stay accountable to it. And when that's rocking and when you're feeling the benefit of that, you have that little dopamine hit from that, we'll move on to the next one.
Baby steps.
Yeah. But the dopamine doesn't just like slow trickle the whole time. You got to show up when it's not exciting too.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
I'm going to use the gym, even though that's not my metaphor. If I had my new little workout set and my new little shoes, maybe like the first couple weeks, I'd be walking in there all excited. A couple weeks after that, that's going to wear off and you have to show up anyway and still just be about the results.
Even when you're fit as f***, you sometimes don't want to show up and go to the gym. Even on the good times, committing is sometimes the hardest part of the journey. And that, amongst the triangle and circle system of procedures, is just like the code crack to life. There you have it.
There you have it. This is actually our final episode. We just gave you the gems.
This is it. Oh, the world's over. That's it. Done. I can die happy now.
See you all at the top.
Straight up to heaven I go.
Well, guys, we are rooting for you. We're here. If you ever feel like, is everyone else having as hard a time showing up as me? We are.
Some days we are.
But let's just do it anyway. We got you.
That's what we're here for. Okay, today was not the episode we planned, but we did it anyway, and that is the whole point. Consistency is not about waiting until the timing is just right or the energy is finally there or when everything lines up perfectly. It's about deciding that the habit matters more than how you feel on any given day. We showed up to the podcast today, running on empty, and we still recorded this episode. Whatever version of showing up looks like for you today, that counts. Don't discount it.
The one thing I really want you to learn from today's episode is this. Give yourself permission to let go of perfection. Getting it on the board is good. Getting it on the board again next week is even better. And in time, when it starts to feel like second nature and the results are showing up, that is you at your best. You don't have to overhaul everything at once. Pick one habit and stay committed to it until it stops feeling like a fight. Then you build from there.
And if you're in a hard season right now, in the business, in your personal life, and all of it at the same time, I want you to hear me. Life is always teaching you something. The faster you stop asking, why is this happening, and start asking, what can I learn from it, the faster you will move through it. You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to make one decision and commit to it. Start there.
And if what you need most right now is simply someone in your corner who's going to help you stay the course when it feels impossible, that is precisely what our executive partnerships are designed for. Not just the strategy and the tools, but also the real accountability that keeps you moving forward when the motivation runs out. If you're ready for that kind of support, schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes.
If you found value in today's episode, please help us reach more designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you're listening. New episodes drop every Tuesday, and we want you back here with us every single week. Also, be sure to send us your anonymous questions at fordesignerbusiness.com. Maybe you're stuck in a season where showing up feels impossible and you just can't figure out how to get out of your own way. Or maybe you've been in survival mode for so long that getting ahead feels like something that only happens to other people. Whatever it is, send it in and you just might get free coaching on a future episode.
We are here rooting for you on the good days and on the hard ones. We are right here in it with you, showing up anyway. So until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, y'all. Woo, woo!